Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Before we dive in, we want to share this week's episode sponsor, Yasukochi Family Farms. They're an awesome local family-owned farm who's been farming here in San Diego since 1927, and you can order their fresh local produce boxes that they will deliver for free to your home or office at yasukochifamilyfarms.com.
I've been getting weekly CSA boxes. CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and I did it every week for a month. It was a little bit of an experiment. I wanted to see if it really does beat the produce that I can just get from my local grocery store. And I can say that genuinely, I was blown away by these boxes. There is so much packed in each of these boxes for just $29. That's the regular box, or $39 for the jumbo. I got the jumbo a couple of times and I had to share with my neighbors because it was so much food. They were so happy, by the way. So that gave me an awesome idea. You can just split a box with a neighbor.
There you go.
Great. Yeah.
Everything in the box is in season and all from local farms. In fact, every time you order a box, you're supporting 11 to 14 local farms. You can order weekly, monthly, or just do a one-off if you've been curious and just want to try it out. And don't forget to take a look at the add-on options because you're going to find farm fresh eggs, flowers, baskets of berries, local olive oil, local honey, jam, and more.
So good. Get signed up for your first box at yasukochifamilyfarms.com/CSA. I think you're going to find that you're actually saving a lot of money. You get so much more for the $29 a box than you could get at the grocery store.
Delivery is always free to your home or office, and you're supporting local. Go to yasukochifamilyfarms.com/CSA. There's a link wherever you're listening to this episode in the description.
yasukochifamilyfarms.com/CSA. I'm going to spell it for you real quick. yasukochifamilyfarms.com/CSA. Enjoy.
All right, let's dive into another episode that kind of has a bit of a theme. Things you haven't heard of before. Sarah's got a great list of hidden gems, restaurants, that aren't your typical recommendations that everyone already knows and loves. We'll get to those hidden gems in a bit. But first, we want to introduce you to a place you probably didn't even know existed, even though it's been here for literally decades.
Yeah, we're introducing you to the Wolf Center. Yes, San Diego has a Wolf Center, and joining us to tell us all about it is Sierra McIsaac. Hey, Sierra.
Hi. So let's start from the beginning. How long has the Wolf Center existed?
It's been here for a nice long time. It was originally founded in 1977. So that's when the original founders came and started the center. Originally it was started as the Julian Center for Science and Education. So they really just wanted people to come out and learn about animals, learn about the wildlife in the area, and learn about wolves because they had two wolves. And so slowly over the years, we've turned into the California Wolf Center, where currently now we just dedicate ourselves to wolf conservation out in the wild.
This is probably going to sound silly, but wolves are scary, aren't they?
They're not. They have a very big, bad wolf reputation.
Yes, they do.
What's really awesome is when I first started working in the wolf world, my parents freaked out. They were like, are you going to be okay? But it is, they are an animal, especially ones that are kept wild like ours are. They're terrified of people. They want nothing to do
really?
With them. They don't want to be around us. We go into their habitats without moving the wolves anywhere. They're in there with us. But because they're so afraid of us and we haven't given them a reason to like us, they stay as far away from us as possible as we clean up poop and dump their food.
Wow.
Until we fully left the area.
You are kidding me. I mean, I blame movies and TV shows, too. I mean, there's always like a wolf stalking somebody in the middle of the night, you know, and they're trying to get away from the wolf. Okay, that's fascinating. I'm learning things already.
Yeah, they definitely have that reputation, and it is, unfortunately, still perpetuated in media. I do think that there is a lot more people that have the mindset of, oh, yeah, they just look scary, but they're not actually scary. They still have that reputation. And unfortunately, it's a lot of predators. Any kind of predator is going to usually have a bad reputation, where you should probably be more afraid of the squirrel that has gotten used to being fed.
So we have coyotes out here, but wolves aren't so much a thing. So why is there a Wolf Center in your area?
Obviously, I think every one of your listeners has seen a coyote in their lifetime because they are super prevalent. And that's actually because wolves were eradicated from most of the landscapes. And so coyotes took over those niches. But wolves are native to California. They're actually native to every single one of the lower 48 states. And so with that, in California, we actually do have wild California wolves. They're up in Northern California. And they are protected under the California Endangered Species Act, as well as federally protected. And so we don't necessarily have wolves in Southern California, but the mountains of Julian are perfect habitat for them.
Well, you talk about how afraid they are of people. I think coyotes could learn a thing or two about from the wolves because every coyote I see looks at me like, do something, bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, so but then you're a little bit more adaptive people. They're also more so nocturnal. So they've gotten used to being around people. And the reason we do see coyotes a lot in our neighborhoods and in around our places is an easier food source for them, specifically because here in California, we're all known for our fruit trees, and fruit trees bring rats, and rats bring predators.
Oh my God. It is our fault. We have done this to ourselves.
Well, this all sounds very fascinating, and that's why I'd like to get some info about when and how you could take a tour, because you guys do tours, correct?
We do, yeah. So we are reservation only. We don't operate like a zoo where you can just come on, buy a ticket, and walk around. You do have to be on a guided tour. And so to book our tours, it's all through our website, which is californiawolfcenter.org. And our public tours are offered Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And those you can book just by yourself online. But we also do offer public tours, or private tours, and school tours as well. So those have to be scheduled a separate way. There are certain emails that's on our website to contact if you're interested in a private tour or a school tour.
Well, again, we're always excited to turn our listeners onto something they haven't heard of before. And I'm sure many of them are learning about this for the first time. We hope they will go check you guys out. I wanted to check you out. This also is very fascinating. And yeah, we will. And in addition to the tours, you guys do accept donations. There is an ability to shop and buy items on your website. There's even the wolf cam to check out some of these wolves in action. So get out there, make your reservations at californiawolfcenter.org. And we wish you the best, and we can't wait to get out there and see this with their own eyes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much. And there's lots more to learn, lots of really cute, fluffy faces to see. The wolves are in full winter coat, so they are very beautiful. They definitely come out and say hi.
Will
do. Thanks, Sierra.
Thank you.
Well, that's a hidden gem. Definitely had never heard of the Wolf Center before we started putting this episode together, and now I'm dying to go check it out.
I know. That is so cool. I've never heard of that before. It's awesome what they're doing there.
And sticking with the theme of hidden gems, Sarah has done a little research and found some hidden food gems, places you may not have heard of, places that aren't as well known as some of your San Diego favorites that you might want to check out as well.
Starting off, because we did just celebrate Iranian New Year, happy year 1402. By the way, on the Zoroastrian calendar. So top of mind for me is Peachy's Market. This has been a go-to for our family, but I feel like it's a place that a lot of people haven't heard about. You would never know by looking at this place because it's tucked in the very far corner of a little shopping center off El Camino Real. But inside is some of the best Iranian food you've ever tasted. A husband and wife own this place, small local business. The husband and wife, they are there all day, every day, overseeing the staff as they prepare the family's recipes. Awesome place to grab a family-style meal. It is so much food. They have a family meal special that it says feeds four. It's $50. I'm telling you, you will have leftovers for like the next few days.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's a lost thing, is getting the family-style takeout meal and getting all set up.
Dude, it's so good. And then you just eat leftovers for days and you don't have to worry about cooking dinner. It's awesome.
Well, your family has gotten Thanksgiving from Peachy's before. That's kind of like the highest possible praise, right?
It is. And my family, being Iranian, I mean, it's got their stamp of approval. My parents tasted Peachy's and they were like, why would we ever cook again? Because cooking Iranian food takes like, you have to stand over the stove for 8 hours. You know, it's that kind of thing. So awesome hidden gem. If you haven't tried Peachy's, I highly recommend it.
Love it. Next up.
This next place is something that maybe only the real hipsters in San Diego have heard of, but I bet a lot of you haven't. It's called Wolfie's Carousel Bar. Have you heard about it?
Oh, I've heard about it because it's so photo friendly that you see tons of people sharing pictures of it on social media. But that, you know, they're sharing the carousel, not the food and drinks.
I know. They do have really good food and drinks, though. And this is one of those places that is sort of hidden in plain sight. It's in Little Italy area off Kettner. It's not like it's completely hidden like a speakeasy. I mean, there's a sign out front that says Wolfie's and everything, but then you go inside and there is an actual vintage carousel in the building. Like, that's the bar. And yes, it even rotates. I mean, very slowly. You're not going to get dizzy or anything, but it does rotate very slowly. They have amazing classic cocktails and drinks and classic pub food, and then a really awesome looking brunch on the weekends. Saturday and Sunday, go get a full brunch.
No, oh, nice.
This next place is called the Smoking Goat. Any guesses on what kind of food they might be serving at the Smoking Goat?
I don't know.
This is on 30th. It's a French-American bistro. So we're talking classic French, but with a modern twist. Insane French onion soup like that. Just the cheese bubbling over, crazy French onion soup. Escargot, if you're feeling adventurous. I mean, steak frites. This might be more of a special occasion kind of place, but definitely a hidden gem. And there aren't a lot of places that are serving up French food like that.
There really aren't. Absolutely not.
I know, because you've probably been looking, like Googling, where in San Diego do I find the best escargot, right?
Yeah. Not escargot, but French food is really great. They're not, I mean, that's what they're freaking known for. It's amazing we don't have more French restaurants.
Next up, Pomegranate. It's in El Cajon, and they are serving Russian food. I feel like we're kind of going around the globe here a little bit, but yeah, this is your go-to place for borscht and other amazing Russian dishes that probably, like, unless you're Russian, you don't even know enough about, but you should definitely try.
Am I right? It's borscht beet soup. I believe it's a soup made of beets.
I believe you're right, and it is very fun to say.
Yes.
I'm also very curious about a dessert they have called Babushka's Surprise, which is like a baked apple frite kind of thing. It looks amazing. And Babushka is also fun to say. I think Babushka was Babushka grandma? You have a couple things to look up for us.
Welcome to All in San Diego, where Sarah and I literally make up definitions to words as we go along.
I just think of a little babushka. It's like a little old lady with her scarf wrapped around like a cute little babushka. I'm pretty sure.
I can confirm that borscht is a beet-based soup, but it does have beef in it in many cases.
Okay.
Beef, carrots, potatoes, but the beets are in the broth. So
yum.
Go check that out.
Beet broth. That's my jam.
Take your babushka if that indeed is a grandma. It could be a donkey for all we know.
We'll look it up after, which is the opposite of what you should do.
Yes.
Just look it up before, but you know. Plumeria Vegetarian Restaurant off of Park Boulevard and University Heights is next up on my list. Now, these days, there are a lot more vegetarian options, vegetarian restaurants all over the place. But this is one of the OGs that is still going strong. They were serving amazing vegetarian food before it was the thing to do. And this is the kind of place where you would take somebody who is not vegetarian and then they would say, oh my God, I can't believe how good that was. And I'm not even vegetarian, but I loved it. You know, those kind of places.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also pretty reasonable prices as far as today's budget is concerned. Sometimes eating out can be like, I mean, you're not going to be able to pay your rent the next month, but reasonable prices and amazing vegetarian food at Plumeria.
Very nice. Babushka is grandma, by the way. You know what we need? A little more confidence in ourselves. We could have played that all off like we knew what we were talking about.
Yeah.
We showed our hand.
It was beets and it was a grandma. Yeah.
Go get some borscht with your babushka.
Yeah.
Do it.
I thought you were going to say bitch.
Okay. I almost did.
A couple of wineries on my list of hidden gems. The Rose Wine Bar, also on 30th. Gosh, this is just like 30th is like a hotbed of hidden gems. They serve natural wines, which I've been hearing a lot about lately. You don't get that gross feeling that you would get with regular wine, or like feel dehydrated or wake up with heart palpitations. I mean, I'm just heard from friends.
Wow.
That could happen.
This just didn't. Wine is kicking Sarah's ass.
I'm actually trying to stop drinking it. It's really hard. It's really hard. Because there are places like this, it might help me. They have natural wines in small plates and charcuterie boards and cheese plates. Do you know the difference between charcuterie and cheese boards?
I'm guessing the charcuterie has the dried meats, the salamis. Yes. But yeah.
Yes. All yes. Right. Meat-based. Cheese board, obviously cheese-based. Also on the wine bar tip, Caruth Cellars in Solana Beach is awesome. Great selection of wines. You can join their wine club. It's relatively low cost, and you get discounts on the wine that you drink there. Plus, you get a monthly bottle of wine to take home. So It's kind of like your membership is paying for a free bottle of wine every month. And it's not like it expires. So like if you don't go for 3 months, you get 3 bottles of wine the next time you go.
All right.
And then they do have some small bites. And I think it's really cool the way they do it, because they get fresh baked bread from Prager Brothers, which is a local bakery. And then you can pair that with individual packages of cheese and meat. Very cool, casual place.
Nice.
Ending with one of AJ and I's favorite Mexican food spots, Lupe's off Linda Vista. We love
it. I'm telling you, how do more people not know about Lupe's? I know it doesn't have the most high profile location, and that probably answers the question right there. It's in Linda Vista, just off the freeway in a random shopping center by a 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah. Yep. I know. It's so good. We used to go there pretty often after work. That was like our spot. Huge, crazy burritos, you know, like one is stuffed with taquitos and all these insane things. But AJ, you always got the same burrito.
I always got the Renee's special, which was the carne asada, but then it was in beans and all these things. But there's like a chipotle cream sauce that they make that's what makes it so unique and over the top. It's a great burrito, but honestly, you can't go wrong at Lupe's.
You can't go wrong. If you get there during whatever their breakfast hours are, I think it's before noon, get the chilaquiles breakfast bowl. It is so good. That one was my favorite. That was my good.
I disagree. We never got these because we were always on the air when it was breakfast time, but sunrise fries. It's like carne asada fries for breakfast
instead of what?
Yes, it's fries, but then with bacon and breakfast sausage and cheese and then a fried egg on top.
How did I never get that?
Because we were always on the air and we were always sending an intern to get us breakfast, and that would be gross cold. So we always got breakfast burritos.
God, well, thank God we are just self-employed, because
yes,
now we can go explore that more often.
We have to go get our own food now, but we can get what we want.
Anyway, get out there and try some of these places if you haven't already, and be a food tourist in our own city.
Do it. And let's wrap up with what's happening this week. Now, granted, you might be listening to this sometimes far in the future, in which case you're done. But if it is the middle of March, here are some things that are happening this weekend.
Coming up on March 25th, our professional San Diego lacrosse team, the Seals, take on the Calgary Roughnecks at Pechanga Arena. Game time is 7 p.m. Not one, but two exciting sports events happening. AJ, the next one
is sports lady.
I know. Who even am I? The home opener for the San Diego Wave is also March 25th at Snapdragon. So cool. Alex Morgan is back. I love it. Girl power.
Absolutely. I think the Wave is getting some momentum fan base wise around San Diego.
So cool to go catch a game. Also on the 25th is a vegan food pop-up in Barrio Logan from 12 to 4. It'll be San Diego's biggest outdoor vegan food market at Mujeres Brew House, which happens to be female-owned, Latina-owned brewery. So it's a great way to also celebrate Women's History Month.
There you go. And get some great vegan food.
Yeah, go to veganfoodpopup.com for info on that. San Diego Restaurant Week is back March 26th through April 2nd. Lunch and dinner options starting at just $20. And sandiegorestaurantweek.com has all the participating restaurants. There's over 100 of them this time. And finally, again, happy Iranian New Year to all of my Persian people out there. The new year began a few days ago, but in our culture, the celebrations go on for weeks. And there's a big celebration in Balboa Park every year. It's at the House of Iran. It is this Sunday, the 26th, from 11 to 4. Food, music, dance performances. And I'm sure this year, many prayers for freedom and peace in Iran.
Let's end on that.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Let's end on that important note. And that does it. Thank you for tuning in. Now go grab a hot bowl of borscht with your babushka.
I'll do it.
No one ever regrets borscht with the babushka.
Ever. No one ever does.
Ever. So we'll see you next week.